Our reading this evening is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent. Come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And Jesus arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any were sick with various diseases, brought them to Jesus. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them. It would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well. For I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Dear saints, our reading is reminding us of the authority of Jesus' word. One of the things, before we kind of point some of the things out here in the text, that I want you to consider is, then what is the response? What is your response as a Christian to Jesus' authoritative word? Because there's different responses. Last week, I don't know if you remember, Jesus stood up, he preached his first sermon, and he was rejected in Nazareth. Remember, they tried to throw him off a cliff, and he went through their midst, right? Jesus had authority then, and they tried to kill him. Jesus has authority over the demons, but they don't trust him, and they don't love him, they hate him. There is only one response in this text that is the proper response for the Christian, and that is why I began it, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That God's word has authority, and we confess it's the lamp to our feet, the light to our path. So, verse 31, verse 32, they were all astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. He cries, there's a demon who says, Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Verse 35, Jesus rebukes him. That's a word that's going to found through a few different times. That's a word of authority, right? You know, who can rebuke you? Only somebody who has authority over you. Jesus has authority over the demons. Verse 36, they were all amazed. They said to one another, what is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits. But Jesus' authority isn't only over the demons. What happens in verses 38 and 39? Verse 39, what's that? Sickness. Jesus has authority over the body, over the sickness. You see verse 39, he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Jesus has authority over that. Verse 40, so because he has this, they bring all the sick, the various diseases, and they bring all the ones who had demons as well, verse 41. And maybe one of the beautiful conclusions of this is they want Jesus to stay. But Jesus says, I can't stay because I have to preach to others as well. You know, I was sent for this purpose. This authoritative word must not only be for you, it must be for everyone. And thank God for that, because we are not in the synagogues of Judea here, right? His authoritative word is for Little Texas Road, Kannapolis, too. But what is the response that's found in our text that is the Christian response to Jesus' authoritative word? This is Simon Peter's mother-in-law, verses 38 and 39. He goes in. Simon's mother-in-law has a high fever. They appeal to him on her behalf. That's prayer, you know, by the way. You appeal to someone. You appeal to Jesus on their behalf. You know, help her. And he stood over her and he rebuked the fever and it left her. What's her response? Immediately she rose and she began to serve. She began to serve. Why? I mean, and it's an amazing sort of thing. You would think as the Christian that this is the response everybody would have. But in all of Luke chapter 4, that response is only recorded one time. He's either rejected, or he's mocked, or he's made fun of, or he's hated. The only response here is that of faith, is that of service. Why is that her response? And why is that the Christian response? It is. It is. Thank you, Lord. It's a recognition that he's everything now. So if he wants her to use her in any sort of way, she's going to trust him for that. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to help you in any sort of way possible. It's a recognition that if he has authority, then I want to be with him. Right? I'm going to be with that guy. Other thoughts from this text before I ask maybe this final question here? Did you have other comforts, other questions, other interesting things that you have that have come out in the text?
All the demons, they know who he is.
Right.
The people don't especially know. They just think he's teaching. They're asking questions about him.
Right.
His word and stuff. And the demons, they know he's the Son of God, the Holy One.
Right.
So, you know, when the people don't, the demons do.
Right.
And what do you say about the word rebuke? What that means?
It's an authoritative word. But they have to listen. Or it has to listen. So if it's a sickness, it leaves. You know, when he rebukes the fever goes away. If he rebukes death, then comes life. If he rebukes sin, there's forgiveness. If he rebukes the demons, they leave. It's an amazing sort of...
It's interesting that he rebuked them to keep them from talking about who he was.
That's right.
What did you say?
That's right.
I said it's interesting that he rebuked them to keep them from talking about who he was, because they told him he was the Christ, and he didn't want them to say anything else. Is because of what they stood for, maybe?
It's a good question, and that's a good. I don't have an answer. So your answer is a good thought too. Yeah, I mean, kind of where where they come from, he doesn't want them to be the one to say that. So one other thought is he is oftentimes telling people to be quiet until the resurrection. Then he says, go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. You know, so there's a recognition that things, he did not come only to heal, you know, and he did not come only to rebuke the demons. He came to die and rise again, and that's his ultimate fulfillment. Those things are connected to the cross and the resurrection because they are death and they are life. But he's not ready for that word to be shared by all until they got the full picture. So as parents, right, you know, when kids ask questions and you start to explain it and you're like, I'll tell you later. You're not ready yet. Yeah, you're not quite ready yet for all that stuff. And it seems like they don't get the full picture. They need the crucified Christ to get the full picture of things with that too. But it's great that the demons know who he is, right? Because we can sometimes forget who he is, and yeah, it's good to right. That's right. It's a good reminder that our enemies know who he is much more than we do sometimes. Oh, that's good. What's that saying? Know your friends and know your enemies even better, or something like that. And so they know he's their enemy. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah, keep your friends close. Keep your enemies even closer. Yeah. It's a wonderful text. We could spend a lot more time on it too. Other thoughts, though, on it?
The only thing, why is it like when the sun was setting us? You know, it's just, now when the sun was setting, all those who had any sick and diseases were brought to him. So it's like it wasn't like in the morning when he had a lot of time to do stuff. It was like it seemed like it was at the end of the day and then they're bringing all these people to him.
Yeah. I agree. it's obviously something's happening and it's a specific thing, and you see that verse 40 mentions the sun was setting, verse 42, and when it was day, you know, there's something happening. There's specific time-wise. I'm not sure what, other than it was a busy time for Jesus.
At the end of the day, he was tired.
Yeah.
That's the call of the day.
Yeah. And they're like, nope, here's this person who's sick, here's a demon, and that, you know, and he doesn't no rest. Right, so there's times where Jesus will stay up all night praying. This time it seems like he's staying up all night healing, rebuking unclean spirits. And that's, maybe that's just a fulfillment of this is the Lord who neither slumbers nor sleeps. So he'll do this sometimes, and other times he'll be asleep on a boat because he's been exhausted too. That'll be our text on Sunday. This is also a Jesus who has to sleep because he's really human as well. He's not only true God, he's true man, and he gets exhausted. Good stuff. Well, let's rise and let's pray.
Lord, have mercy. Rise, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers, that in our frailty, we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. For Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Gracious Jesus, as you healed Peter's mother-in-law, she began to serve you. So grant us strength in serving you, knowing that it is by your stripes we have been healed. That as Mary has said, Lord, let it be according to me. I am your servant according to your word. May we also confess the same. Use us for the good of your church, for the good of our families, for the good of our communities and all that we touch. And grant that we might pray, for this is a good service to the people that we love and the people that hate us too. Hear us as we pray and bring before your loving hands those people we now name with hearts and voices.
Kennedy family, the Rice family.
Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly
Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And